Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends and neighbors, and the topic is simply next top model. Next top model. When we think about models, my friends, we typically think about whatever represents the perfect example of a thing. For example, if you're talking about a new community, they're probably going to have a model home. That model home is one that you can go in and view, and it gives you an example of the other homes in the area. Go to your favorite automobile dealership, and you'll see a showroom floor. What's on the showroom floor? All the beautiful cars that they say represent what's out there on the lot. And if you want to get one off the showroom floor, it's going to be a perfect model, and that's going to be one you're proud to drive. Well, in business, models also make a difference because it's only those who set excellent examples and epitomize success that build massive teams and grow great organizations. My friends and neighbors, we're going to outline today in our model acronym the 5 key elements to becoming a model businessman or businesswoman. Let's begin. That M outlines the importance of becoming maximum minded. Yes, my friends and neighbors, for the model businessman and woman, the maximum mind says no dreams are too small, plans have to be big, and goals even bigger. There is no room for small thinking. You see, we can only advance as far as our thinking patterns. So I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to modify if you want to be that model businessman or woman. Modify your thinking method. How do you do it? One, change what goes into your mind. My friends and neighbors, I challenge you to drive to the nicest neighborhoods, to hang around the most positive people, to spend time reading books of those individuals who've achieved extraordinary success. And as that happens, you're going to discover that your mind begins to expand, because it's only when we change our thinking that we change our speaking and ultimately change our destinies. Yes, my friends and neighbors, that first component is maximum mindedness. Secondly, that O reminds us that the model in business is occupationally obsessed. Occupationally obsessed. Now, this oftentimes scares many people, because they don't even like to think about being obsessed with anything, let alone an occupation. However, when what we do defines us and is always on our minds, we become better. You think about it. There are many people, I'm going to give you a few, who follow this schedule I'm about to outline. Elon Musk, the founder of Tesla. Mark Zuckerberg, the founder of Facebook. Bill Gates, the founder of Microsoft. All these guys and many others, as they were building their enterprises, had the following schedule. They worked 14 hours a day, 7 days a week. They slept 6 hours per day. They spent 2 hours of quality time with their families, which included eating meals while they were doing so, and then 2 hours of personal development time, reading, exercising, things along those lines. Their day was full from beginning to end. Yes, my friends and neighbors, because they were occupationally obsessed. Now remember, as a result of that, that's why we have Facebook, that's why we have Microsoft, that's why we have Tesla. Why? Because somebody was so obsessed with what they did that they wanted to change the world with it. And we're enjoying the fruits of their labor today. Now, I can assure you that today, Zuckerberg is not working 14 hours, and neither is Bill Gates. Why? Because they've paid the time and the dues required in order to achieve optimum success. My friends and neighbors, as we're looking to become the perfect model, I challenge you to think about what you do in your downtime. How much time we invest in the right things. And my friends, I challenge you that the more time you spend on your occupation, the freer you will become. That D in our model acronym says that that model business person is deliberately daring. Yes, my friends and neighbors, deliberately daring. That means bold enough to take chances, not afraid to take risks, willing to be adventurous, unfazed by the challenges and hurdles and the mountains they've got to climb. There are so many examples of this. One of my favorite is there's a guy who founded a company called Dig.com. And when he was working through the processes of founding the company, he had to go back to his fiance and ask her to give him back the engagement ring that he gave her because he needed to sell it in order to continue financing his business. She gave him back the ring and left him. He then sold the ring to finance his business. Once he did, 6 months later, he sold that business for $67 million. Yes, my friends and neighbors, he was deliberately daring. It was Ben Siegel who took the risk to build Las Vegas. Steve Jobs made the bold move of bringing Apple computers into the average home. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to be deliberately daring, to throw caution to the wind, to say, I'm not going to be afraid. Never let fear be a reason for you not succeeding, not trying, not advancing, not excelling. On the contrary, my friends, be willing to take the risk, not just the roller coaster risk, not just the bungee jump risk. I'm talking about the parachute risk. Yes, my friends and neighbors, where you can hop out of great distances and are willing to know that you'll land safely because you trust in the system. That E reminds us that they are exceptionally encouraging. Yes, my friends and neighbors, the business model is exceptionally encouraging. We're always looking on the bright side. We're believing in the best in others and bringing out the best in others. Let me ask you, my friends and neighbors, are you exceptionally encouraging? Are people glad to come in your presence? Are you always giving people pats on the back? Are you always making them feel good when you speak? Are they excited to see you coming and sad to see you go? I can tell you, my friend, if the answer is yes, you're becoming an exceptional business model. You might be the next top model. Last but not least, that L reminds us that the business model, that top model, is limitless leadership. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we possess limited leadership, willing to blaze a new trail, forge a new path, have no limitations on our desire to help those around us. We don't mind sharing our formulas for success. We are mentors to the ambitious, guides to the lost, teachers to the uninformed, and a support system to those who others have left behind. My friends and neighbors, I challenge you to embrace the fact that you are a top model. All we have to do is follow 5 simple steps, and once we do, we'll win every time. My friends, I hope you enjoyed this training segment, and if you did, I can make you a bold guarantee. Success Training Institute will grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.